Hello, I'm Michaela and I'm the Curator of Social History for Lancashire County Museum Service. Usually my day-to-day job involves kind of dealing with inquiries from kind of members of the public, and that can be on a wide range of things, anything to do with the collections, or sometimes they're looking for advice on where to go. I also look after social history collections kind of spread across 12 museums that we have across the county. So I do lots of kind of museum visits, lots of documentation, lots of exhibition work. And at the moment, I'm working on the Museum of Lancashire redevelopment project. So that has involved a lot of the interpretation work for one of the galleries in particular, which is going to be called Lancashire at Play. And we're looking at kind of leisure time. And the main themes are going to be entertainment, comedy, holidays in Seaside, and music. So the kind of themes that I think bring out the best of Lancashire, which is going to be quite exciting. And the thing that I'm looking most forward to is just seeing the whole museum and all the galleries kind of realised, really, but especially my own. And I'm just hoping that we get more visitors in. And I want to be able to kind of walk around the museum and walk into my own gallery and see people enjoying it, because if they don't enjoy it, then it's been for nothing. So that's really what I'm looking forward to doing.
I'm Stephen Bull, Curator of Military History and Archaeology, and I'm one of the team working on the new Museum of Lancashire refurbishment. My particular angle is the World War I gallery, and it's been quite an exciting project because we're actually planning a complete walk-through trench with objects borrowed from many different museums and from our own collections. So it'll be an immersive experience, as well as plenty of objects and information for those interested in the period. The gallery really divides up into three areas. The first one's about recruitment, the second one is the trench itself, and the third looks at the history of individuals who were in the war, memorials, family history, genealogy. So there's plenty of people, things for people of all ages to be looking at and to make contact with their own family history. It'll be really interesting because we've been gathering all these objects, we've been doing all this work that's design and two-dimensional, and the real proof of the pudding will come when the public are actually able to come through and enjoy the whole experience, and then we'll really find out whether it works.
My name is Rachel Rattigan. I'm the Special Project Assistant at the Museum of Lancashire. My job is solely devoted to the Museum of Lancashire project, so it's all that I do. It's kind of split into two areas. The first half is a curatorial or research assistant, so I go away gathering material for the galleries and doing research across all of the galleries, so it's quite varied. The other half of my job is looking after the objects that are going in the galleries as well. And at the moment, the list is about 700 objects, and it's growing every day, so it's getting quite big. So I've got to make sure that we know where they all are and track them, because they're moving around quite a lot from site to site, going to conservation and being checked, and then going back into temporary storage, ready for when the museum opens. So we've got to make sure we know where they are. So that's the other half of my job. At the moment, I'm working on gathering images together. So this morning, I was at Clitheroe Museum gathering local history images for the galleries. I'm also working on some interactives for the Lancashire Through Time Gallery, which is an archaeological gallery, which is going to look at kind of the change of dress from prehistory to modern day. And I'm also writing gallery texts as well. And the main thing that I'm looking forward to when the museum opens is just seeing the museum come alive, because I came into post after the museum closed, so I've not seen it as a working museum, so I can't wait to see how visitors react to the new displays and enjoy themselves here. So, and I'm also really looking forward to seeing the World War I trench, because I think that's going to be a great experience.